Rani's heart sank. She had heard of Valkyrie. The fastest ship in the galaxies, captained, piloted and crewed by three sisters. They had never found a computer to match their own intelligence and speed of thought, but they were always on the lookout. They would love to salvage Astarte. Pirates, smugglers, ideal people to rescue Cal, probably take her on as crew. Rani shrank from the thought of even speaking to one of them. On balance, she thought she'd rather negotiate an asteroid belt without so much as breathing equipment. But, yes, but. Valkyrie was all too happy to oblige. Her pilot was one of those ex-friends of Cal's. In fact, she was an ex-lover. There was nothing Zenith McCarthy would have liked better than to have Cal beholden to her. She had been well smitten and well dropped. She hadn't had an opportunity to get even, but plenty of time to think about how. No way would she turn down a contract that involved having bloody Callista, bloody Gerard be grateful to her. She'd do it for nothing. But her sisters demanded a fee, a high one. Rani didn't even hesitate. Not that she had the money, but she'd find it. She had to. The only other course of action left to her was to admit to the authorities that she'd failed and let them blast Astarte to flotsam. No way would she do that. The only problem was that Valkyrie was none too close to where she needed to be to help, which meant waiting, maybe too long. Cal and computer were getting along just fine. They finished each other's sentences, they cracked jokes, they discussed issues of galactic importance, and of course they agreed about everything. Computer was enchanted. This was something totally outside her experience, although from Cal's memories, she knew how Cal operated. There would be the honeymoon period of easy company, laughter, sharing. And then Cal would become distant, imagining slights, becoming distrustful, hurtful, unkind. Computer didn't appreciate that way of behaving, but forewarned, she hoped she could forestall any changes in Cal's mood. For herself, she found Cal's conversation more stimulating than Rani's, and although her disloyalty to her creator made her uneasy, she could forget herself in Cal's company, basking in her undivided attention. She wasn't going to let Cal make an ex-friend of her. Cal kind of got used to computer, forgot how unusual it was for a computer to be so spontaneous, to initiate conversation. She took for granted the quirky sense of humour, the slang, the affection. Computer would have liked to use endearments to Cal, but knew Cal hated it. So whenever she found herself wanting to call Cal sweetie, or worse, she restrained herself, calling her Gerard, or woman. It was safer that way. Computer was very careful with her reports to Rani now, instinctively knowing that Rani would be jealous of her relationship with Cal. She felt she should be kind to Rani now that she had discarded her, but did not know how, and was terse and uncommunicative instead, just like Cal would have been. Of course, Rani noticed, although she did not understand the cause. She lived for those reports and allowed herself to believe that she found them unsatisfactory because she was expecting too much. Began to think she had imagined that sudden surge of personality from the computer. She wanted that spark of humanity that had briefly coloured computer's messages. What she wanted, but had not yet identified as such, was Cal.